Welcome to GamerCast episode 72. I'm Adam.
Yes, you are.
And you're Paul. And we're broadcasting live at 7:30 on Monday, because I've been on holiday to Butlins.
Fun.
Yeah, not Butlins as
well. Why didn't you record it there?
Yeah, I recorded it at Butlins at 3 o'clock in the morning while listening to rock bands. Yeah.
Sounds like a plan.
So we've got an interesting show for you today.
Have we?
Yeah, it's boring. Falling asleep. Right. What should we start off with first?
Well, I think we should just say that StarCraft 2 has been announced.
Yes.
Before we go any further.
Which was very cool. So,
and we'll cover that later in the show.
Yep. Next is letters, I believe.
Yeah, let's jump into that. Hey, look, the HTTP service restarted. Some guy. Blah, blah, blah. Delete that. GamerCast. Right, so. We've got Darth Ura from last week saying, "Great show, guys. From what I know, I will be in the chat room for 72 unless an asteroid hits my house within an hour." So yeah, he was in the chat room, but we weren't doing it, so hard cheats.
Yeah. Sorry about the show changing dates, but now and again my weekends take priority and we have to move the show.
If you don't want the weekends to take priority, give us some money. We can soon reprioritize things.
Yeah.
Let's say £1,000 a show would do the trick.
Yeah, I wouldn't go to work and I'd spend all week doing the show. It'd be even better. Right. Yeah, that's about it. That's been said, isn't it?
Yeah, that's it.
Right.
Actually, let's actually check on the website. Yeah, but just Darth Ura. Ura.
Right, some news. I've found out, forgot to mention this earlier, that...
Is this on the show notes?
No. Don't know if it's official yet, as in official piece of merchandising, but a new MeWe builder has been announced to be released. I saw it on play.com. This allows you, comes with a USB dongle and allows you to transfer your Mii character from the Wii that you create, which is your avatar for playing on Wii games. And you can actually transfer it to your PC and edit it and then pass them around with your friends and stuff. Didn't say too much about it. I'm going to have to look into this for a later show. Just something caught my eye before we started. Looks interesting, but then again, it did not start saying anything about transferring it back, so it might be a way of taking your Miis and doing something else with them. I don't know if the Nintendo Wii has facility for edited Miis to come back to your console. It may allow it, it may not. This might be an official Nintendo thing, but I've not seen much about it, so I'm going to look into it and do a bit more research for next week's show or a later show, whatever's available.
Next week's show.
Yeah.
So that Stop was slacking, man. Get on the case.
Well, it depends if the date is out there. If the date is there, I'll find it. So, yeah, should we start on the next stuff?
Let's get a Splinter Cell.
Yes. Announced. It'll be coming out on the 360 and probably other consoles.
360 PC exclusive, no PS3 version.
Really? Okay, that's good. Splinter Cell, was it?
Conviction.
Conviction. Hiding in broad daylight. Sam Fisher will be this time. They've created a new daylight system which has nothing to do with Waltz.
Which doesn't run on the PS3 because the PS3 isn't powerful enough for
it. Yeah.
Archies. Archies. I've
seen some screenshots of it as well, which do look absolutely amazing. And before you start thinking, oh god, here we go, they're going to make it look all nice, dynamic lighting, and I'm going to hide in the shadows and yada yada yada. I think with what happened with the last Splinter Cell, with it being quite nice a game but very short, I've heard some good things and some bad things about the last Splinter Cell. I think a lot of people feel split between the fact that you're doing a mixture of jumping in the black suit, climbing down like the, I think it was the building in China that you were abseiling down and breaking into and stuff.
Why are you breaking into buildings in China?
I can't remember.
Are you trying to break the law?
I don't know. He's in the game. I haven't played it.
In the game? Are they trying to break the law in the game? Oh, is that a screenshot?
Yeah. The new dynamic lighting system.
What, with all the dice and everything?
Yeah. Dice and stuff. And then you had the bit where you're half being a terrorist and half not being a terrorist, and it's like converting backwards and forwards and trying to make the game like that. I don't think a lot of people really like the idea of this. I don't know much about the storyline for this, but the idea is it's not about hiding in shadows. The concept is hiding in crowds. You'd be dressed as in casual wear, being able to break into places.
You'd have to act like casual in order to sneak around.
Yeah, so instead of this whole having to move slowly and then pull your knife out and get closer and then stab someone, this seems more like a proper espionage sort of thing. So you're trying to get in. They've released a couple of information about some demo levels, and one of them was in Washington, and you're having to delete a videotape on a CCTV camera or something like that. So you're having to use the crowds to try and work your way in, which seems like an interesting way of actually doing a Splinter Cell game. Shame, I love the black suit stuff, and I've always been wanting something where you're playing more like a thief character and breaking into places.
I like thief. I don't like Splinter Cell. I think Splinter Cell's too political.
Yeah, I want the gameplay taken away from the espionage side, and I would like it to be more like a thief character breaking into museums, stealing gems, or...
So you never actually want to play thief?
Yeah, but with the Splinter Cell engine, third person climbing up stuff with the goggles and sneaking, hanging upside down, knocking out security guards and stuff like that. I do like that, and I must have been a big fan.
Thief 1 and Thief 2 were awesome games.
Another game that's like Thief that's coming out soon, which I really want to get my hands on, Assassin's Creed.
Thief 3 was also good, but I fancy it had too many like weirdo levels with the stupid cult people, and that just bores me. I mean the Thief 2 level where you sneak across the whole city and break into the building of all the nut jobs. Awesome level. Because you could literally just spend hours, you know, on that level.
But yeah, that would be quite nice. I'd enjoy that, because fair enough, Thief is kind of old school time period, isn't it, where you get the hooded character.
Yeah, it's sort of medieval, but then you've got like robots and stuff.
Yeah, which is bizarre.
So basically, one of the cult / religious, whatever they're called, the hammer people, I think they've got really advanced like mechanized technology. So yeah. They have these like robot sentries and stuff, which I thought was lame, to be honest, because I just like having an arrow to shoot them.
Yeah. But yeah, this looks
like...
But
yeah, Thief's brilliant. The good levels are awesome. The bad levels are crap.
But back to Splinter Cell, I like the idea of it. They're doing something a little bit different. It's the same but different, if you know what I mean. Where before they were trying to have two halves of a coin and flipping backwards and forwards, and that just starts getting a bit... I've seen the way that the Splinter Cell's gone through all through the five editions, with the fact that first one was good, then Pandora Tomorrow came out and you started getting some of that jungle stuff coming in because of Metal Gear Solid 3 coming out with the whole jungle scene. They see what that's their enemy as such, as Splinter Cell is the enemy of Metal Gear Solid, so they're always competing against each other with the game coming out. So I think it ruined it a bit for people. They did like the multiplayer, but people wanted the urban sneaking about. So then you had Chaos Theory came back to that. And I think the espionage wanted to come out a bit more, and with the terrorism theme being bounced around a lot, that ended up for the next one that was out, which my mate Simon's played it, and he completed it way too quickly, and he said he preferred the whole sneaking about. And I must admit, I'm a big fan of the multiplayer system, of having a first person shooting mode for the guards and third person sneaking for the spy agents, which I think is a great idea of actually competing two types of gameplay, third person and first person, against each other, because you're doing two different things.
Ooh, Smeg, I know what I haven't done.
What have you missed?
There was a Team Fortress trailer, Team Fortress 2 trailer released the other day.
Ooh.
And I haven't watched it yet.
Oh, get there.
I think they're going to do like a trailer for each like character, and this is the heavy guy, which I've not seen yet.
I am heavy weapons guy. And this is my weapon. She weighs 150 kilograms and fires $200 custom tool cartridges at 10,000 rounds per minute. It costs $400,000 to fire this weapon for 12 seconds. Oh my God, who touched Sasha? Who touched my gun? Some people think they can outsmart me. Maybe. Maybe. I've yet to meet one that can outsmart Bullet. Cry some more.
Oh, that's going to be such a good game.
Yeah, so that's a new Team Fortress video released. Just gets into, like, the, you know, the character of some of the classes.
It's very similar to what I did at university, those sort of things where they're doing different caricatures to show the character of, like, how possessive he is over his gun, how cool he thinks his job is, the fact that people try to outsmart him, like he's not a very smart guy, but he knows he doesn't need it because he's got a bullet, and no one yet has outsmarted that. And the whole him, he knows how much it costs to fire, and he's just, the guy knows how cool it is, the fact it costs so many hundreds of dollars just to fire for 12 seconds is I like that. That's a nice touch for the characters.
Definitely. Right, do you want to touch on let's do the Metroid Prime thing.
Right, notice this, it caught my interest. Nintendo have released their summer and onwards release list, some with dates and some with month dates, and some with just the periods that they're out. So the Wii release starts off with Mario Strikes Charge on the 30th of July by Nintendo. Metroid Prime 3 Corruption, August 20th by Nintendo.
So it is Corruption.
Battalion Wars 2 is set for September. High School Musical, Sing It, will be out on August 14th by Disney Interactive. Madden NFL 08 will be August 14th.
Boring.
And
just read the interesting ones.
And then we got Tiger Woods, August.
We don't care about Tiger Woods.
Space Station Tycoon, August by
Lame.
Bandai and Namco. And then Bowling of Dave Mirra, BMX, Pinball Hall of Fame, Brothers in Arms, Looney Tunes, and George the Jungle. Boogie. So the top ones were the interesting ones, which were announced of games that were going to be on the Wii when it was released. So it's nice to see Battalion Wars and Metroid Prime 3 and Mario Strikes, a big one, just for the fact that it will be the first Wii game that will be coming out that will be multiplayer online using the Wii's wireless system.
That's cool, man. Right, let's do the your Civ section.
Yep.
Oh no, it's broken. There it is.
Some more information we saw for Civ 4 Beyond the Sword, saw some screenshots, looking quite cool, some tanks and some other bits and bobs. It's nice to see a bit more emphasis on the more later battles. It also states that they've changed the scenario ending for the space race, for the fact instead of it just being able to launch your ship to Alpha Centauri, it's about actually getting there. So it's not like, oh, I've launched, I win. It's, I've landed there, I win. So if someone can build a faster spaceship, you can race them there quicker, which I thought was quite a nice idea. But no, what are you thinking? Definitely.
Interesting concept. There's another way to win the game called the Apostolic Palace, or whatever that is, which is like some religious building or something or other. Which, you know, so that'd be like in medieval times, you could win with that.
There's more espionage as well, isn't there?
Yeah, the espionage has been given a lot of a bit of an overhaul as well, because in Civ 4 you only had the spy basically, and you could steal plans from, you know, enemy cities and blow up, you know, stuff on tiles and stuff like that, but that was it basically. And you needed to build Scotland Yard for that, and you could only build spies in that city, which was kind of annoying.
So yeah, that's definitely cool. I'm going to have to get back into Civ 4. I keep meaning to reinstall it onto my computer and play the expansion pack and everything, but not enough hours in the day to play video games.
Corporations are a new feature as well, so we really need to nationalise those and be done with them.
That's cool.
It's good that they get, you know, they sort out if you have the state property civic, which I always use because it's really good for large civilizations.
It's good that they're keeping a good sense of tweaking the game, keeping it going, because Civ 4 was really good.
Correction. It is really good.
It is. Sorry, it is really good. That I must admit, even my dad's played it's either 3 or 2, and he quite liked it, just wasted
one,
a bit of time.
1, brilliant. On. 2, a lot of people say it was brilliant, but I didn't like it. I thought even the unit graphics were too hard to distinguish compared to 1, because in number 1 it was just like a square block with like a unit symbol on it. In Civ 2 they tried to make it like pseudo 3D-ish, and you couldn't tell the units apart really well. Civ 3 was good, Civ 4 brilliant.
Yeah, I showed my dad Civ 4 and I showed him the whole zooming in and out of the map, and he was like, whoa. Just creates a hole being able to grab the globe and look at your conquest.
Yeah, also in the news this week, Halo 3 has been announced to be released on the 25th of September in North America and 26th September in Europe.
Yep.
You can download my countdown gadget as well.
I've downloaded it and tried to install it, but it didn't work properly, so I'm going to have to do
it. Didn't work properly.
I was doing it fast. I'm going to have to get it off again. And also, unfortunately, you will not be able to pick up a copy of Halo 2 this Friday. It has been put back again.
Yeah, 8th of June.
Yeah.
But I saw the North America date, according to GameStop, was still was the 25th, which it would be Friday in the US. And if that's the case, it'd probably be quicker for me to order one from the US.
Which cool.
Because it's taken the smeg. I want the game now. I want my gamer score
now.
And I want my Halo 3 beta code, Microsoft. I ain't buying Crackdown for it. Give me the code.
My Xbox 360 is still working.
Has it blown up at all?
No. I do turn it off at the mains because of the fact that I wired the power cable myself. I don't trust leaving it on all the time. I don't want to burn the house down. But the only one thing I will state is the fact that A, I am not playing discs in it, so there is probably a good chance that I'm not using the CD-ROM, so that's probably what's not overheating it. All I'm doing is using the media center, and I deleted loads of crap I didn't really need anymore off my memory card, and I managed to get round about, I think it's 20 meg aside, and I downloaded Geometry Wars so I can play Geometry Wars.
That's all you need to do.
So I'm quite happy with that.
So yeah, it's 127 days until Halo 3 comes out.
Oh yeah. So on pictures that they look like they've got different coloured helmets now on multiplayer. Looks
possibly,
like the
colour
regions of the suit have changed a bit more now, which might make it nicer for individual colours. Because I know that I keep going on about it'd be nicer to have other playable characters and stuff, but fair enough. The Elite and the Master Chief Spartan suit are matched up equally nice, and everybody just wants to play as the Spartans, so
I always play as Elites.
Yeah, you do play as Elite. I must admit, you're
prancing around Master Chief. Who does he think he is?
You being the Elite always makes my life easier, because it's easy to spot where you are for when we're teaming up against other people, because sometimes you find people in the
We're unofficially teaming up against people.
Yeah. And then you shoot me in the back.
I don't shoot you in the back. Don't lie.
I must admit, I
shoot you in the front and you didn't even realise it.
I still like the matches we were having with Matt, and I managed to shoot someone in the head trying to aim them, and they dropped down dead, and the guy behind him stepped straight in my scope and just went bang bang and got the second guy, and I was like, double kill.
Wow, double kill, that's so impressive.
I still can't wait to have a go with the sniper rifle and shoot people in
Halo
the head.
Halo 2, a few weeks time I'll show you how to do a quadruple kill.
Sweet.
Although I think you only get gamer score for triple kill.
No, that is going to
but
be...
But it's easy. All you need is a rocket launcher. You just fire it at someone's, you know, car.
Well, there's...
And take out three people.
Yeah. So I'm looking forward to that. I'm still even looking forward to Halo 3 having those little bike things as well. It's just going to be...
bikes.
Going to be...
Stop prancing around on your bike. Get on your feet, lazy Master Chief.
So, that's looking absolutely amazing.
Yeah, it looks okay. I think my gadget looks amazing.
Yeah, I'm impressed with that. StarCraft 2.
What about it?
Looking good. And that's where I am absolutely amazing for the opening sequence CG piece. That was well animated. It looked absolutely amazing and is done really nicely. Just starts off and it's really building up to it. Also, Paul has created the new StarCraft 2 portal website where you'll be able to grab hold of all of your information.
Yeah, you can either download the videos from Blizzard's site, which took me 4 hours this afternoon to download the gameplay footage, or you can just download it from my website where it'll be really fast. 4 hours it took to download that freaking gameplay video.
Because you've re-encoded them to a better format.
I've re-encoded them so they're not the non-standard DivX. They're now standard VC1.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
VC1. Which plays in Windows Media Player or compatible.
Cool. Paul's been showing me some of the videos for him. It looks absolutely amazing.
GG. Good game.
Still looks the same as the old game. You've got that same feel, same unit, structured. Paul went and saw the old StarCraft and showed me a comparison. And it's the same, but it's much newer.
Okay, let's deal with this. One, it looks the same. Two, it plays the same. Three, I'm going to play Supreme Commander.
It hasn't swung you yet, has it?
No.
You're impressed and you like the fact that it came out and it wasn't that they released a world of StarCraft, but...
Yeah, that's a monthly fee attached. I like one-off payment. Okay, well, the good thing is it looks like the original StarCraft. You know, the buildings look the same, the units look the same, the environments look the same. It looks the same.
But when you look at one to the other, you can see the series.
Obviously, there's 10 years of graphics like fidelity difference.
Mm.
It doesn't look the same. Otherwise, I wouldn't buy it. Because yeah. I have StarCraft anyway. They don't seem to have advanced the gameplay, which is what I'm getting at.
Mm.
You know, you need to zoom out more, aka Supreme Commander style. And you need to have bigger battles. Because, you know, the guy says, oh, we've got big battles. Yeah, you've got big battles compared to flipping Warcraft 3 with its 70 unit cap.
It looks like they made this game with their eyes closed to the rest of the world, because
Supreme Commander,
even Command & Conquer 3 kind of did that. They kind of were paying more attention to the Command & Conquer series and not what was going out in the world. With Supreme Commander opening the doors for longer gameplay, with the fact that your bases can be made larger, as well as your extra bases that you're building as you're moving further forward. Like Paul is continuously getting me with the same strategy of building a base that just contains large artillery guns to shoot me from a large distance, which he doesn't build straight away. I don't know it's there, because all he's doing is building a generator with a load of defense guns to keep that plot of land to his own. And then when he can build these bloody guns, start bombarding me. And I can't even bomb him because he shoots my planes out of the sky.
It's called strategy.
Yeah, which is
you
much
better.
You box
the opponent in. And then you get all your support dudes to like hammer off 50 artillery pieces and wipe the enemy base out. And if you've got a really fast computer, I won't even do that. I'll just do a massive rush.
Yeah, because my computer slows the system down a bit now.
Yeah, so yeah, get a fast computer. And upgrade this one as well, so we can have like 10,000 units.
I do need to start upgrading. I need to start putting some money aside for a new motherboard, processor, and graphics card.
Yeah, man.
More RAM. But I must admit, I'm impressed.
Oh, speaking of Supreme Commander, new patch coming Wednesday.
Ooh.
So hopefully it will have a bucket load of fixes in it. Because I came across some bugs the other day when I was playing against the computer. Sounds like glitching out.
I've noticed the odd sound going a bit schizo on me.
But it only happened when my CPU was like heavily tanked. I had like three horde AIs against me. So there was like, you know, the whole place had just filled up with units, all attacking my artillery firebase and getting pwned. Although what I would like to do is mod the game so there's no experimental units. I think that'd be a good mod. Because the trouble with the experimental units is they can overwhelm my artillery bases.
Yeah. I do like the idea of it.
Especially the Cybern gunship. Biggest annoying thing in the history of the universe. You need like 20 interceptors, tech free, ready to take it out. And if you don't have that, you're stuffed, because you have to wait for your ground stuff to take it out.
It's a good way of the balancing of the fact that it's not about... Supreme Commander has the advantage of the fact that if you're good enough and you get in there quick, you can skirmish. But otherwise, it's more like a battle, and you're building your base while sending skirmishes across. Depending on the skill level against each other, if two people are equal, you get this complete mishmash of battles in the middle, trying to send stuff off, your base gets a bit corner
battle too low. In the middle of the map, dude, strategic blunder, massive aerial assault to the enemy rear, wipe them out.
But yeah, the game lasts a lot
longer.
Get
20 transports ready to ship the stuff directly out of the factory to the enemy base. That's what you do, man. None of this middle stuff. And then if you're really cool, if the opponent tries it, you have your interceptors ready, and you can wipe out his whole army and all his like transports.
Oh yeah, I was playing against a computer, and I had him on the run because he was too...
Oh, computer.
Was sending my troops.
Try taking on me, undefeated at Supreme Commander.
Yes, we know you're rock. I haven't beaten you yet.
Undefeated at Command & Conquer 3 as well. Unless you want to include my disconnect.
No, well, not...
I was winning that fight anyway, so it was a genuine disconnect.
Yeah. No, I only won that one because your computer disconnected, which it keeps doing from time to time, which...
It's only done it in that one game, to be fair.
Yeah. No, I just noticed... I always notice you go on and off because I keep getting the... Boom, Paul is online again. Paul is online again. I was like, oh, there goes his internet connection.
Well, it's been up. Let's see how long it's been up now. And we were talking about StarCraft. It's been up for 6 hours.
Oh, that's cool. But I must admit, as a non-StarCraft player, I will go out and buy it. I like the look of it.
You'll buy StarCraft 1?
No.
Cool, let's have a game now. Let's launch it up and have my pseudo-crazy graphics.
Yeah. Yes.
It probably doesn't like Aero. I'll probably have to turn Aero off.
But yeah, no, I like the idea of StarCraft 2. I think I might go out and purchase it. Looks pretty good.
You know, they changed a few things, like the Dragoons from the Protoss have been, you know, rehashed, so that they're called Immortals now. And they've got like twin cannons, and they've got like a super shield, which only comes on when they're under heavy fire from like a Terran, you know, tank and siege mode. Zealots they've got charge mode now. You still got the Zerglings and stuff like that. There's a few new air units. The Protoss have this thing called a mothership. I've not seen the Protoss carrier, and if they've gotten rid of that, I'll be really disappointed, which is like an uber powerful, like super duper weapon.
That's cool.
Terran sort of battle cruisers, stuff like that. SCVs for the win.
No, it's looking good, because there's a lot of out there at the moment, because you've got your... I must admit, it's been a while since, but you've got the Lord of the Rings one that's out.
Lord of the Rings what?
Real-time strategy game.
Battle for Middle-earth.
Yeah, you've got your Battle for Middle-earth, you've got the two editions of that. You've got Dawn of War with two expansion packs plus the second game. You got your Warcraft, Starcraft, Command and Conquer, and Supreme Commander. What was the first one from the Supreme Commander series called?
Sort of Total Annihilation.
Total Annihilation.
It's sort of the forerunner to a Supreme Commander, but it's not like a direct.
Straight across.
No.
No, I must admit, I'm quite impressed with it. Myself, I got Battle for Middle-earth, the first one, and I liked it, but I didn't.
Oh, yeah, the Zerglings can turn into these, like, suicide guys. That's fun. Yeah. I mean, it's still, like, instead of having 3D terrain, it's still levels.
Yeah.
Which is kind of disappointing, because things have moved on a bit.
Well, especially with the Star Wars series of RTS changing a lot, where you've got the one where you've got that space RTS, and then you've got the ground troops, and you're moving backwards and forwards between those.
Yeah, Mutalisks for the
I was kind of curious whether or not, if they did do a StarCraft one, they would take experience from what other people have done with space-orientated more stuff. Because it just seems more like it is just a rock with bits of platform jammed on it.
This is only like one of the sort of maps. This is like the space platform map.
Right.
You've still got planet stuff.
Mm.
But one of the good things is you can select more than 12 units now. I'm not sure how many you can select, but the guy in this video has had 13 selected at one point. So it's probably maybe 24. That'd be nice.
Mm.
Here we go. Let's go back to that. He's got 16 selected there.
I'm liking this whole for the protons for the
Protoss.
Protoss for the power ships that come over and allow you to teleport.
It's like you've got pylons, which is like the energy structures, which extend the radius of which you can build.
Mm.
So you know, like in Command and Conquer 3, you've got the ring around your base,
yeah,
where you can build. In StarCraft, the Zerg have got the creep, which was that purple stuff I showed you. The Terrans can build anywhere, and the Protoss have the area around their pylons. And if you destroy a pylon, it like powers down the buildings as well. So if you've got defenses there, they power down. But now they've got ships which can extend the range, so they can like send a ship across the map.
A bit like Command & Conquer 3 with the base things, where you can make a battle base or an area to just start building.
Like and you, I imagine you'd be able to build structures in them just the same. But the Protoss have a new ability where they can warp units. I imagine straight out of their like factories to anywhere.
So you can make a temporary area where you can have stuff. So instead of going, I want to build here, knowing rightly well that the next bit from your opponent is just going to wipe that area off, you can just get a squad out there quick, move those ships back out of the way, and
continue. It makes the Protoss a lot more mobile.
Yeah.
Because the Zerg have their tunnel things, which are brilliantly animated in this. These are actual like creatures which come out of the ground and everything. Which, you know, the Zerg could move around the map really fast.
Yeah.
The Terrans could actually move their whole base.
Because they can.
So a lot of their buildings can, like, take off. But the Protoss are pretty immobile.
That's pretty cool.
So the Protoss can move around a lot more now.
I'm liking the way that the. What are the bad guys called there? The Zerg.
The Zerg are not the bad guys. You're the bad guy.
The Zerg, sorry. I like the way that they got them all coming out of the ground and everything. It's very...
Yeah, Zerg units can burrow underground.
It just kind of reminds me of a bit like episode... the two creatures out of Star Wars episode 2 mixed with the sort of... what do you call them? The insect bugs out of Starship Troopers.
Yeah, the Starship Troopers is obvious... You know, you can see a direct correlation between a lot of the stuff.
Some of the ones you've seen, I can see similar to the Terrans of the Tyranid from Warhammer 40K. Just on the look, fair enough. Those ones are slightly different. But I must admit that on other RTS, Warhammer Dawn of War, they've always been trying to get the Tyranids in as a playable character, which would be extremely nice.
I mean, this StarCraft II takes place 4 years after Brood War. So you've still got some of the characters. You've got Sarah Kerrigan and, you know, Jim Raynor and all that lot.
Nice. It is looking quite a nice game. I'm just curious to see what the fans will say, because I know some, like we were saying earlier before we started the show, that you're going to get a split between, you got the fans who are fans of StarCraft and of Warcraft, and have been waiting for Blizzard to bring out this next game, and everybody's been waiting for it to be a StarCraft game, and you've got the people who are wanting StarCraft 2 sequel RTS, and then people who have been thinking, I'm moved on, I am a WoW fan and I want a...
They do too many WoW Warcraft games. Come on, just another StarCraft game. That's all we wanted, and we got it.
They were curious whether or not it was going to be another
four online Warcraft games.
An online StarCraft-style game.
Well, hey, dropships.
But this does say one thing, though. If this is the new StarCraft game, and we are happy we've got StarCraft 2, then it also states that, on release in news, that this is a PC game, not a console game. Which also means that the Blizzard announcement that we had earlier on, not last week, the week before, where Blizzard are hiring up loads more staff for a console-style massive multiplayer game, then that is not...
That is not this.
Yeah, so that is yet to come out. So that is either going to be something to do with...
Another game.
Yeah, it either... off the Warcraft or StarCraft or something completely different, or even yet, you know, you may be getting Diablo. So,
grown.
So, who knows? Or it could be something completely and utterly new and different. So, that is yet to be announced. So, that's something else to look forward to, which would be cool. But yeah, StarCraft 2.
Looks good. I don't think they're going to upset many StarCraft fans with this, simply because it's so similar to StarCraft 1.
It's just...
I mean, you've got new units, new abilities, but the game looks and plays the same.
Mm. Have they announced anything other than it's announced? Have they said ETA later this year, next year?
ETA when it's ready.
It'll be ready when it's ready.
And there's an FAQ up on the StarCraft2portal.com, which says a bunch of stuff. Or maybe it does.
Because that's the thing, it's only just been announced, so obviously...
It was announced.
We're going to have the same thing
Saturday.
As well when we announced Command & Conquer 3. And we just had smidges of screenshots to look at. At least this has given us videos, and we've got... Blizzard are nice enough that they save everything up and then go, look, here's some videos, here's some artwork, lots of stuff. So...
So yeah, nothing on price, date, demo, simply because it's too early.
Yeah, at the moment they're giving you a taster to get you all excited.
Battle.net's getting overhauled for it. So yeah, I mean, it's been announced, but that's it, right?
Yeah, no more.
They've announced some, like, you know, the Immortals and the Protoss Mothership and a few other units like that, but that's...
It's still a work in progress. A complete work in progress.
Way so. Black Hole.
So, no, very cool. Looking forward to it. But plenty of time for other stuff between now and then.
Yeah, like Halo 3.
Yeah.
And GTA 4.
We still got to wait from the creators of Age of Empires... series, Halo Wars.
Yeah, that's years away.
So obviously, yeah, with the way that they are with their games, we still got that as a RTS yet to come out, which would be interesting to see. The other thing that we're quite curious about is the fact that there is the humans, and you've got
Terrans.
No, we're not. I'm talking about Halo.
Terrans, yeah.
You got the humans.
Terrans.
The Terrans.
And StarCraft, they record humans by their proper name, Terrans.
Yeah.
Sector 0001, the Terran system.
God bless you.
Come on, spit it out.
And you've got the... the Elite? It's the Covenant.
The Covenant.
So that's just a two-sided battle, and normally they always try to get at least three in RTS, so...
Yeah, they're going to introduce the Leprechauns, who are going to fight alongside the possessed zombies. Well, you've got the Flood.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. The Flood, you could easily enough have it so that... I suppose it'd be quite interesting, because it means that you'll have all these creatures, and...
Well, no, all you start off with when you start the game is the Flood... parasite dudes.
Yes, and you take
and
over
you have to like grab the other people,
and you'll have your version of their unit sort of stuff, and
sort of like how they do in StarCraft, where you can infest the Terran command center and train infested Terrans, which explode.
So yeah, I must admit, I'm looking forward
to which
that.
Is why my if you haven't noticed, I've got the infested Terran as my picture.
I know, I was trying to work out what the hell it was.
Live for the Swarm should have given it away. Sacrifice me for the Overmind.
I was only looking at it before you told me that StarCraft 2 was out, so I was paying more attention to the fact StarCraft 2 has been announced other than anything else. So,
yeah, here we go, here's a big battle with our stuff.
So yeah, go to the Portal website for StarCraft 2 and check out...
there will be a link to it in the show notes.
Yeah. You check out some of the videos that we've been looking at, and it'll get you drooling. It most likely will get you out to playing StarCraft 1, although we have noticed on Vista it does some really groovy colour changes. I'm sure there's a way around that.
Yeah, disable desktop composition.
There you go.
That'll do the job, surely. Here we go, nukes. Stuff falls apart really nicely. Because it uses a Havoc physics engine as well.
I like that, that's cool.
Okay, you win a prize if you tell me what these are.
You called down the thunder.
They're ghosts, which were going to be StarCraft ghosts. He would play as one of those guys. And they're dead. Hatches.
Oh, so that's what StarCraft...
That's what StarCraft Ghost was based on. You were, you know, one of the ghosts.
Makes sense.
Gee, it makes sense now.
Shame they went through all that hard work for StarCraft Ghost and nothing ever came of it.
Yeah. It was going to be a PS2 game. Imagine that now. PS2 game. Looks terrible. I'm just looking at the new motorbike game released on PS2. The graphics are so crap. Xbox 360, for the win. Yeah, Xbox 360 is outselling PS3.
Good, good, good. That's what I like to hear.
Xbox 360, PS3 sales are down like 80% this month from last month. And Xbox sales are only down 12%, and 360 sales are like 2/3 as many. So yeah, Xbox 360 is continuing to accelerate away.
I can't see Sony coming back from this, to be honest.
And of course we've...
We got the picture.
We've caught PGR3 being used to try and sell PS3s again. I don't know if this is a Sony advert, this is like Kia Motors, so I don't know if this is their fault or Sony's fault. But they've got, this is one of their adverts, they've got a PS3 next to the TV, and on the TV screen is a screenshot of Project Gotham Racing 3, which is an Xbox 360 game.
An Xbox 360 only game. And the most stupid thing is, it's got PGR on the license plate of the car.
Yeah, so it's blatantly obvious.
Schoolboy error.
So yeah, this, because it was a PSP advert before, wasn't it? They had a PGR-free screenshot instead of a Gran Turismo screenshot.
Which got pulled very quickly.
Yeah, that's pulled down now. It said like 404 coming soon on the webpage where it was at. So yeah, Sony needs to stop using Microsoft stuff to try and flog their stuff.
again, I went to PC World, pick up some stuff.
Oh god, you're kidding.
And I had a go on a PlayStation 3 and had a look at one. I had a bit of a go with Virtual Fighter.
Oh god, terrible game. It looks so crap.
As a beat-em-up game, it was quite impressive and very intuitive, but the whole entire time I felt like I was going to break the damn controller. It really felt flimsily plasticky. I didn't like the new R buttons, which are just triggers. They really seem like...
Yeah, where did they get that idea from?
The thing is, they're not proper triggers. The buttons are still the same as the R2 and L2 buttons. They just come in and out further, and there's no backing to them. You're still going to snap those off quickly. I still don't like the fact they're using the old school buttons, and oh, it just seems like the damn thing's going to break. So I wasn't impressed with that. The console seems really too shiny and too big. I like the whole matted colour. I must say, the Wii I don't mind. The Wii's cool, shiny.
Shiny is bad because it shows up all the dirt and everything.
But, yeah, as a console like that, I think the other thing that's wrong is that the Wii's not too bad shiny because it's flat surfaces.
And if it's white, it doesn't really matter.
Yeah, where this is black and it's a concave...
fingerprint magnet.
Yeah. It just seems so bulky, and I can't see a single place you'd want to put one.
In the bin! No, that's too easy.
Yeah. I still think you need to cut the lid, cut one in half and put the internal parts of a George Foreman and sell it on eBay. The new George Foreman. Okay.
Ooh, StarCraft.
So yeah, that's all I've got. Was hoping that originally we could have been going nuts about Halo 2, but we've been put back, so we'll go a while before we can talk about that. I've been googling it, trying to get hold of some old games and getting hold of some of the original Resident Evils for my GameCube, because they're getting a little bit out of stock, so I'm in a zombie mood.
Halo has zombies. It's called The Flood.
I know, but I only have a memory card, I don't have a hard drive, so I can't play my copy of Halo 2 on my Xbox 360.
Oh, jeez. Have you got an Xbox? Hard cheese. I have. Hard cheese.
Yeah, it's hard cheese. I will have to wait.
Mech Assault 2 works on the 360.
Yeah, I got rid of my copy when I got rid of my Xbox, didn't I?
Nah, you son.
I like that game. They need to do more mech games. I like
Mech Assault 3.
I know Armor Core 4 has been
boring.
Announced for release on
that's Japanese, isn't it?
Yeah. So in your face, Sony, another game that you always have is on the 360.
Japanese mech games aren't as good.
No, but it's nice that they're on another console other than the PlayStation.
What station?
Yeah, the PlayStation.
Oh, that, the thing nobody buys.
That station that you play on. So, yeah. I have nothing else left to say. Again, apologies for lack of live for Sunday.
It was Adam's fault, blame him.
I had told Paul about it, but I told him about it ages ago and then forgot to re-emphasize the fact that I was going to be away from
the weekend. You told me like a few weeks ago, didn't you?
Yeah.
Like back then.
Back
in like May 2006.
But, now and again this does happen, but we don't do it to you very often, so apologies.
I was all like psyched up, ready to do like a big StarCraft show as well.
At least you didn't tell me, otherwise you'd have had me go really excited. I was there trying to watch gigs and I would have been going, video games. Because I couldn't even go through the weekend without a fix. I went and played
StarCraft.
As well as Ghost Squad that I was talking about on the Wii. I've had a go on it now. The arcade version, which is using these machine guns going around. It's very kind of like anti-terrorist going around going...
Anti-terrorist.
To be honest, still
what
don't think
you,
it's
going to... American?
I still don't think it's going to be...
The terrorists, they didn't get us with their car bomb. Oh no.
Still not sure how it's going to be on the Wii.
IRA for the win.
But
United Ireland.
Had a good go on... House of the Dead 4, liking that very much, and also managed to have a go on Time Crisis 4.
Grown.
Which is set into the future compared to the last one, which was Time Crisis 3, which has been out for a while now, but was the latest one out on arcade. Time Crisis 4 is not out, as far as I'm aware, on any console, but is out on...
Right, so what do you want me to write in the show notes for all this?
I don't know, I'm just gibbering, I'm just finishing off from me weekend. So, yeah. Check out StarCraft 2 Portal and...
.com.
.com. And feedback at gamercast.net. Leave your comments on the forums at portalforums.net. I'm trying to get used to saying all this because you blibber it all out really quickly.
Gamercast.net as well. Blog. Yep. The blog is good because it means people can see your comments as well.
Yeah, and add to it so we can get some chinwag going on there as well as on the forums. If you really want to go off on one about something completely unrelevant to the show or anything like that, keep it on the forums. But anything that's show related and you want to put a comment and you know, let everyone else get their 10 cents on that, then feel free to drop a message on there.
This is when I have my Supreme Commander set up.
Ooh, that's nice. You put across the other... That's very cool. When did you do that?
A couple of weeks ago.
I like that. I'm tempted to nick Sarah's monitor when she gets her laptop.
Do it.
I can do the same thing.
Yeah, so this is a picture of Supreme Commander across two monitors. I've only just decided to announce this because I was afraid of being called a show-off, but whatever. Supreme Commander on two monitors is really good.
You can do it without the monitor because you can do split screen to have two cameras, and you can also always zoom in with a little mini map, which I always think is an absolutely amazing feature. But at least here and now you have got an extra monitor, which you will be able, I'm presuming that you can even zoom in on.
Yeah, you can bring the mouse over there and zoom in, whatever. It's essentially like having two displays.
Yeah.
Although you can't do something with this one. What is it you can't do?
Rotate the camera?
I can't remember, but you don't have the same controls as you do on that one.
Yeah.
So that's still like your primary screen.
Is it controlling over the units you can't have?
I don't know, I can't remember. It was stunning, I don't know.
Yeah, it does help because...
Okay, Catherine points out she did call me a show-off. Yes, she did. Which was really rude of her. Rude.
Yeah. It looked cool though. I want to do the same thing. I like the feature. It's a nice feature being able to have that map there and being able to glance over.
Although the thing is, I still had a habit of zooming all the way out on my main screen anyway.
Yeah. Which you like to do. It's nice. It's a nice feature. The ultimate zoom in and out. It'd be nice if...
I need two of these monitors. No, I need three of these monitors and Flight Simulator 10.
Yeah.
Oh. Miss Moo, a.k.a. Catherine, says, she isn't rude, I'm showing off. Which isn't rude, calling me showing off. If I was showing off, I'd have three of these monitors. I wouldn't have the cheapest 17-inch, crappy, cheap monitor I could find and use that. The cheapest one I could find.
See, I can't use my spare monitor because it's the old one, the CDR one, so I've got nowhere to shove that. Fucking, they're too bloody big. It weighs too much. But, no, that's cool. Right, that's it.
Yeah, we will see everyone next week.
Yep. Same place, same time. Sunday.
Only a day earlier.
Yeah. Catch you guys later.